In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All of us know in our heads what it means to suffer a broken heart. And most of us probably know in our hearts as well. Sometimes a broken heart is a result of unrealistic hopes or expectations, as when many a young man sets his heart on a young lady who never returns the affection or even knows that he likes her. Sometimes a heart is broken by death, losing a loved one. But the most deeply broken heart may be a result of broken promises. A fiancé or even a spouse has promised to love and then breaks the covenant of engagement or marriage. When covenant promises like that are broken, it probably takes an awful lot of love for a heart ever to love again. Some of us have surely suffered that kind of broken heart, that kind of pain, and so has the Lord. And if we want, and if we have found it difficult to love again, well, thank God that even in His own pain, He has loved us so very, very much. His love can repair our broken hearts, even enable us to love again, because as He declares to us through the prophet Jeremiah, He pours His own love into our hearts. By the promises of His word, the love of God is written upon our hearts. The love of God is written upon our hearts. God's people had broken the covenant God made with them, and consequently had broken the very heart of the Lord Himself. In our reading, Jeremiah proclaims to God's people that the days are coming when God will make a new covenant with His people. But why? What was wrong with the old covenant? Certainly nothing on God's end. The Lord had established the covenant with His people, and He was had always been faithful to them. He had brought them out of slavery, out of the land of Egypt. He had freed them from the hand of Pharaoh. In the wilderness and then in the promised land that He gave them, God had been a faithful husband to His people, as the reading says. He provided for them everything, provided them freedom, providence, like manna, quail, and water. And He even provided protection from their enemies, giving victory over them. Yet, the people refused to acknowledge God with faithfulness to Him. They had broken the covenant. They had been unfaithful in keeping the law by empty sacrifices to Him, by worshiping other gods, by cruel and evil dealings with each other. Their breaking of the covenant broke the very heart of God, who loved them so dearly and poured His whole self into caring for them. And for these sins, God's people now found themselves suffering. The Lord had cast them far from His love, into exile and the captivity in Babylon, even though this broke God's heart too. God's heart breaks over each one of us as well. He aches when we suffer broken hearts. especially when it's not our own fault. But we also break His heart when we break His covenant, not being faithful to Him, not following His commandments. We break His heart when we break the hearts of others by our sins in our relationships with those around us. Still, God promises to remake His covenant with His people and to be their God by having His law written upon their hearts, as verse 33 says. Jeremiah's prophecy and the gracious promise of God was that the exile would end. God would ultimately return His people to the promised land and bring them new and complete blessings. The new promised covenant will come after those days, after the days of suffering, the 70 years in exile. After the time of exile in Babylon, the new covenant will take hold and a transition for God's people will occur. They will be allowed to return to the promised land, to resume life and begin again to live as the faithful people of God. The normal life would be restored, a life of worship, sacrifice, service, and prayer with a new heart. This new covenant includes a new relationship with God in which the law of God, the willingness to live as God people will be instilled in their hearts. Of course, this reality comes not immediately, but finally in the incarnation of God's Son in the person of Jesus Christ. By His presence, being born in the flesh on Christmas, He enters our world and by the Holy Spirit coming on Pentecost, He lives in the hearts of His people, the church. Ultimately, the fulfillment of God's new covenant is completed only in the eternal kingdom of God's glory in heaven. For now, as we reflect on our own sin and repentance, especially during this time of Lent, this season of Lent, we Christians see this period as the captivity of sin, which ultimately will give way to the passion tide of reflection on Jesus' victory over sin, death, and the forces of evil in the world in the next couple weeks as we approach Easter. All this is the work of God in our hearts. The heart that God writes His law on it is a heart filled with God's love and again able to love. The law written upon our hearts as Christians is the good news and saving message that Jesus has become our victorious Lord and has broken the chains of sin, death, and the power of the devil so that we may live in a new relationship with God our Father, a relationship with a new heart, a relationship with freedom, providence, and protection, with liberty, blessings, and eternal grace. All and this new law then becomes a guide to us believers as we desire to live a life guided and directed by the love of God in Jesus Christ. Having been so loved by God, after our hearts have been broken, and after we have broken the hearts of others, we do love again. And we live that love in all our thoughts and deeds. That's the new covenant. Through Jesus Christ and His cross, His forgiveness and His love, which motivates us to live in faith and trust, acting according to the law, written upon our hearts and displayed with daily living, living as servants, as we saw in the gospel, as Jesus came to serve. That's the result of the new heart that Jesus places in us. A Christian missionary among the Jewish people tells of a day when he was passing a clothing repair shop, and he saw a window, an interesting window sign that said, "We mend everything except broken hearts. We mend everything except broken hearts." Well, the missionary stepped back and entered the store, and when a beautiful young Jewish girl came forward to serve him, he said, "I saw your sign, and want to ask what you do with people who have broken hearts." "Oh," she said, "we send them to the hospital." Seeing the open opportunity to share Jesus with her, he asked, "You are Jewish, aren't you? Did you ever read Isaiah 57:15 that says, 'For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.'" And the missionary continued, "And there was also a man who read Isaiah 61:1 in his hometown synagogue at Nazareth. And the verse contains the words, 'He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.' And that same man was the Messiah that added at the end of his saying, 'Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.'" God has made a new covenant promise with his people through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. The promise is one of forgiveness and love. Through the atoning sacrifice made upon the cross, our broken hearts have been remade and restored to a right relationship with God and with a right relationship with others, to the point now that we can love again. And while we live now and will live forever, this message stays with us because it is written upon our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.